Okay, so this is in the voice of Abel Haggard. He's a 68-year-old hunchback who is haunting the remnants of the once proud Haggard family farm. This is the first chapter of the book, and it is entitled, "Once I Fell in Love with Everything." I never found a way to fill all the silence. In the months that followed the great tragedy of my life, I sprang from my bed every morning, donned my 5-pound cork-soled boots, and did a high step from room to room, colliding with whatever I could. The silence meant absence, and absence meant remembering, and so I made a racket. The rotting floorboards crying out when roused, the upholstered chairs thudding when appended, the plaster walls cracking when pummeled, small comforts when, everywhere, always, the silence waited. Over time, I learned to divide it into pieces. If after breakfast I found myself straining to hear my daughter's voice in the yard, or my brother's hobbled gait scraping down the hall, or May fiddling with the radio, I blamed it on the silence that had just collected before me in my freshly emptied bowl of porridge, and then I chased it away, rattling the bowl's innards with my spoon. Sometimes, from the room that once belonged to my brother and May, a particular kind of silence, more profound than the rest, began to seep out under the door, and so I had to charge in, fists and feet swinging, to beat it into submission. I may never have made peace with it, but over the years, I began to recognize the possibilities that silence afforded me. It was absolute. That was its horror, but also its blessing. Into itself, the silence promised to absorb whatever I gave it. My delusions, my regrets, even the truth. But still, even if the words go straight from my mouth to oblivion, the fundamental truth of my life is so simple, the saying of it makes me feel so foolish I can hardly bear to say it at all. I was in love with my brother's wife. But that is far from the story in its entirety. More accurately, I will say, I once believed I cared more about my brother than any person still living, but I was wrong. I cared even more about the woman he married, the woman my brother, at times, seemed hardly to care about at all. Look at me. Still jealous after all these years. Why should I have to compare who cared the most? Life isn't a competition, is it, with the one who cares the most getting the most? The lethargic and the cynical can live in mansions. And here I've remained, left to silence in this place with walls that barely stand. Did my brother love May? Perhaps in his way he loved her, I can't say. She was his wife, and for him that was a simple enough answer. But did I love her? Yes, I love things of hers you would think unlovable. For example, I fell in love not only with her feet, but with her toes, misshapen from birth into two rows of adorable zigzags. And not just that, I also fell in love with the sounds her feet made when they walked. Separately, I fell in love with the sound of her walking on dirt and on wood and in mud. These days, there's a young mailman who must have the same leg span as May. I know when my monthly issue of National Geographic or the latest offering of the Book of the Month Club is about to drop through the slot because I suddenly find myself completely, deeply in love. The time came when I knew I had to make a decision or else I might do something severe. I devoted myself to watching May do the things that I thought would be most repugnant to me. I asked myself, what makes a person fall most out of love? I decided the answer was obviously to see the person you love making love to someone else. My brother's room, which was once Mama's room, was on the second floor. Outside is still the massive willow tree with long, leafy fingers that creep in and tickle your face if you sleep with the window open. And so, because that night I had fallen in love with something hypothetically impossible, the sound my stomach made when it moaned from too much food, I decided I had to climb the tree and watch the one thing that could make me instantly fall out of love. Up in that willow, behind the leaves, I sat like a dirty old man, like the man I have perhaps become, waiting for something terrible. But instead, my brother and May did not even look at each other. They only crawled into their bed, each as far to either side as possible, and fell asleep. The next night, after I had fallen in love with the way May shucks corn, I climbed the tree again. Again, nothing came but sleep. For the next 5 days, I fell in love with so much that I prayed they would finally make love, or else I didn't know what. When May would pour my brother's coffee after breakfast, her pouring a thing I had fallen in love with long before, I might suddenly stand from my chair and scream, "I am in love with the way you pour." I had sworn to Mama long ago I would never lose my mind when it came to love, but losing my mind was precisely what I was doing.